Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is Israel-Gaza war and what may lead to a Palestinian state. Now, I have to tell you what's going on. Okay, so I've been doing this prophecy for a long time, like, you know, studying it 40 years, radio and TV, and now social media on it for 30 years. And the way it's always been is I get up in the morning and I start praying. Lord, what do you want to say in the program today? And I keep listening here, in here, and he shows me. And it's not always that he shows me immediately. A lot of times, the things that you send me, thank you very much, give me the information. And way I'll go over, you know, I may get 30, I may get 60 or 70 emails in a day. Thank you very much. And as I go through them, I'm listening here. Okay? It has to come from here. Just like we were talking 6 months ago, we're going to have a crusade this year. We tried to schedule one, but I said, it's not here. It's just not here. We can't do a crusade right now. I think it's coming, but I think it's going to come because catastrophe hits, and it'll be something we put together pretty quick. But it's got to come from here. So today, I'll go through all the emails. I check all of the websites, and it's just not here. And I keep listening. Okay, well, what do you want to say on the program? Doesn't make any difference what I want. And truth is, it doesn't make a difference what they want. Because you're the only one that knows the answer at the beginning. Truth, okay? He's the only one. And he's the only one that knows what we need to be hearing. And I'm going to be repeating some things today. I tell you that because I think this is what he is telling me to bring to you. And it's very strong that this is what I'm supposed to say. So if you believe that I can hear from God, and if you believe that even more important, that God will speak to you through this program, then it's important that you stay with it today. I'm not going to be able to get through everything I have, but I'm going to do my best. Okay, so first of all, yes, I'm speaking this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 5 through 8 at Hear the Watchman's Conference. Yes, you can come. Yes, there's still room, but there might not be hotel rooms in the area because this is under the shadow of the eclipse. So if you want to go to hearthewatchman.com, hearthewatchman.com. Check it out. Love to have you there. Love to see you. Love to sign one of the books for you. And if you can get a place to stay, then great. If not, maybe you just drive in for one talk and then drive out. I don't know how you're going to work it. Also, they are going to be live streaming it, and you are going to be able to get it and keep a copy of it from the live stream. So that's a pretty good deal. Hearthewatchman.com. Hearthewatchman.com. Also, we ask you to subscribe. Also, join Prophecy Club, $9.90 a month or more. And we encourage you to go to 800-200-GOLD, especially if you have an IRA or 401k and you don't want to lose it because it's in paper. You'd like to have it in some kind of precious metal fairly close to you so you can have access to it, then call these guys. They're specialists at it. 800-200-GOLD. Also, we know trouble's coming. We know it, okay? If you want to eat, go to josephkitchen.com. They'll tell you everything else. Okay, so today many nations are calling on Israel to give the Palestinians a state, to have peace, they say. Now, before I get into this next thing, I don't do this too often, but Prophet Leslie has authored 8 books, including What It Takes to Be a Prophet. She's given over 5,000 personal prophecies, as like I have, but I don't have people coming up to me all the time saying, oh man, what you prophesied to me came to pass, but she does. She teaches her school of the prophets called Train the Prophets, and these are the prophecies that we're watching. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've made great big 3x5 charts of this and this. And this is going to be a major thing that I'm talking about because I think these two are the most important pieces of information we have that could immediately start coming to pass. So let me go back through them again. I'm going to tie a lot of things together. So April 15th, 2002, I remember specifically, you're going to want to record this. So I went and got the recorder, and this is what the Lord told her. This is the summarized version of it, that Arafat would go to the hospital and die there, and that Israel will give the Palestinians a state, but it'd be a temporary measure to allow them time to strengthen the military. In other words, they don't really plan on doing it. Just give them time to strengthen the military. Oil will be discovered in Israel, and it'll make the Jews willing to fight for the land. Then Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. Now, hang on. Then 2006, she heard the audible voice of God. This was the order she heard it. Not the order I think it'll come to pass. She heard Israel refuses help to America first. And she heard that audibly. Then the rest of them she heard in her heart. Now, here's the difference. Hearing it audibly and hearing it in your heart, sometimes hard to tell the difference. Then she heard, Omar Asher's in Palestinian state, catastrophe hits America, one of America's greatest times of need, Israel has attacked America, sends troops, chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel, it will start with an internal revolution, quoting what Dmitry told me. Now, in June the 14th of 2008, that night when he told me, Stana will give the money drilled well in Israel, and now I have to give you the disclaimer, cannot guarantee we're ever going to get the money drilled for or hit oil in Israel, but he showed me headlines, Leslie, holding up newspaper headlines with these headlines on it. And the next day, I went and got a paper, and I stood her up in front of our fireplace. I said, this is where you're standing, right here. You're standing right here. You hold up these newspapers. I saw them. So this, it's confirmed. Now, let me tie some things together. If 2024 is the year that Israel give the Palestinians a state, we do not know that for sure, but probably. And if Omer is the counting of the Omer, we do not know that for sure, but I believe so. The 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost, then that will mean that from April 25 to June 14th, sometime in there, if America is the one that causes Israel to split, to give the Palestinians a state, then God is going to split America. Meaning that if America is the one that causes Israel to give the Palestinians a state, there's going to be a new Madrid earthquake. Do you realize what I'm saying? You know how big that is? How many people can predict an earthquake? Okay, are you stupid, Stan? I guess so. I just believe God. And, it might not come to pass. Maybe it's another year, and I'm saying that. But I'm saying, it could be that Israel gives the Palestinians a state and America is not doing the twisting of her arms. And that would be wonderful. But not good that they're giving the Palestinians a state, but it'd be good if America's not twisting her arm, you see. Now, let me show you where that fits in here. Okay, so when it says the counting of the Omer, that's the 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost. On to the next one. So let's talk about the Palestinian state. Giving the Palestinians a state, according to some articles I've read, is not just giving the Palestinians a state. It could be that it's also given the Jews back access to the temple, which they have not had in some 2,000 years. It also, if that happens, could be paving the way for animal sacrifice to begin again. And it also, because Saudi Arabia and Jordan, there's some talks about moving some big national boundaries. Could very well be that as a result of this Palestinian state is not just a Palestinian state. It could also be forming a lot of national boundaries differently, meaning it could be forming the four-nation caliphate. Now, what am I talking about there? Okay, let's talk about it briefly, and I'll go to some scriptures here. At the end of the Israeli-Gaza war, likely we will see two conclusions. One, Israel's going to realize they're not strong enough to defeat their enemies surrounding her, and she cannot have peace unless they bow down to the American pressure and give the Palestinians a state. And the newspaper headline, if that happens, will be Omer ushers in Palestinian state. 14 prophecies say if America splits Israel, God will split America. America will then call to the world for help. The headline reads, one of America's greatest times of need. Israel refuses to help America, and the headline reads, Israel refuses help to America. Now, let's talk about the third beast. The third beast is a leopard, that may be formed as part of giving the Palestinians a state. So if we go into the scriptures, Daniel 7 says, "And lo, another like a leopard." Now, who's the leopard? We talked about this, I think, yesterday. Leopard is Muslims, just to get right to the point. So it's four wings of a fowl, so that's four land masses, each one having a head, and they will form a caliphate. So it's four Muslim nations, each having a head, they will band together to form a caliphate. That may be what is about to happen here in just before June 13th. If that happens, that is the forming of the third beast. And you can't have the fourth beast till you have the third beast. What's the fourth beast? Here it says the fourth beast is dreadful and strong, and strong exceedingly, and has great iron teeth. Means it has to do with the European Union. This is the little horn, which is the Antichrist, meaning this could be the third beast forming, and then right after that, the fourth beast, or the world government. So I know when people say, well, you know, we're in the tribulation, I guess we could be, but we're not going to have the fourth beast, we have the third beast. So it makes very good sense to me that we're about to see the third beast formed, and it's probably going to be when they're changing a whole bunch of national boundaries, like with giving the Palestinians a state. Jumped in the next article, Palestinian Authority seeks UN Security Council vote for full membership. This is basically saying that they're talking about giving the Palestinian state a national entity. How do I say? Making it a full membership under the UN. Okay, that could very well be one of the caliphate nations. See, so a lot of things are about to happen in this year. I got this sent to me. Pope affirms two-state solution with Palestinian state Mahmoud Abbas. White House NSA Jake Sullivan will travel to Saudi Arabia Tuesday to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and discuss the potential of a, here it is, mega deal. That didn't sound just like a Palestinian state. A mega deal that would include Saudi and normalization with Israel. Okay, are you seeing what I'm saying? I'm saying that there could be some really, really, really big boundary movements. It could be that this is really the forming of the third beast. This is really the forming of the caliphate. Four Muslim nations, and the Palestinian state could be one of those, you see. So it could be really, really big things. All land God gave Israel will be returned. Genesis 15:18 says, "And I've given this land from the river Egypt," that's the Nile, "unto the great river, the river Euphrates." So the map today looks like this. But when Israel gets back all of her land, and I'm not saying that she's going to get it all back at the Palestinian state, I think she'll get it all back when Israel and America go against most of the rest of the Arab world, which we'll get to that. Anyway, the new Israel will probably look like much of this. It may not have Oman and Yemen and down here in it. Because, see, wherever Moses and Joshua and Abraham, three of them were told that God was going to give them every place the sole of their feet walked. Okay, so where did Moses walk? He walked all down around in here for some 40 years. According to Ron Wyatt, he did not walk down in here. So this might not be part of it there, just to let you know. Now, let's talk about the red heifers. This is really, really big stuff. Red heifers are absolutely positively needed for sacrifice. In other words, the Jews can't just go out and grab a goat or a bull or a turtle dove or something like that and just sacrifice it, because it has to be done in purity. Well, back in 2022, five red heifers were flown from Rockwell, Texas to Israel, and they have been watched constantly, and some say three, some say four, are still approved for sacrifice. What does that mean? Well, they have built an altar. Now, Hal Turner said that they were supposed to sacrifice a red heifer this past Friday, and I have not seen in any news that they did, so maybe they haven't yet, haven't got that news yet. Now, let's jump to Numbers 19. I covered this in detail the other day, so I'm just going to breeze through it. So what Moses was commanded to do is take a red heifer without spot, no blemish, no yoke, outside of the city, along with cedar, a hyssop, scarlet, a cast into the burning fire, and then the ashes of that heifer were used to purify water put into a kalal, they call it. They dip a straw into it, sprinkle that over large vats of water. Then they dip hyssop into it, sprinkle it on the Sanhedrin, the altar, the sacrifice. That makes it all ceremonially pure. Without the red heifer, they can't start animal sacrifice. That's big. That's huge. Another article. Almost everything is ready for the third temple, claims Israeli TV report about the red heifers brought to Israel last year. So it says five red heifers brought to Jewish state September, supposed to be funneling government funds to construct the third temple. Okay, so in other reports I've got, it says not only does Israel have the money, they also have many, if not most of, the parts of the temple already made, and it's all ready to just be assembled. In other words, all, I don't know if that's true, but I've got articles through the years that say. Then one he just touched me, he said, yeah, that's true. Okay, so I guess they are ready. We are yearning for the temple, and suddenly there's a red heifer here. Okay, that's not an accident. So Israel hasn't sacrificed animals in 2,000 years because they haven't had a red heifer. They haven't had the temple mount. And so now all of a sudden they're about to get the temple mount. They're about to get a red heifer. Why is that important? Because Daniel 9:27 says, in the midst of the week, he should cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. He is talking about the Antichrist. Well, the Antichrist can't cause the sacrifice to cease if it's not going. So all of a sudden, here recently, what has not happened in 2,000 years, Israel is about to start sacrificing animals again. That's big. That's huge. So the red heifer, they say in the article, is only months away from being the correct age for sacrifice. Just in time. Also, the Al-Aqsa must be removed, some say. And it also does not have to be removed because this guy has gone over there and he says, his name is Ken Klein, and he says that the Al-Aqsa Mosque does not have to be moved. He says, when Masada was overthrown, Eliezer said, we would have died in Jerusalem. All that was left of the fortress of our enemy. That fortress was the Antonia fortress. The walls surrounding the so-called Temple Mount were the walls of the Antonia fortress. So the Wailing Wall is really part of the wall that encompassed the Antonia Fortress of the Romans. So when the Romans invaded in 70 AD, they destroyed everything for many kilometers. Remember the Lord said not one stone will be left standing. Of course, the Romans would not destroy their own fort, which is very much like their own embassy. Also concerning the rebuilding of the Third Temple, there must be the consideration of law of the house. So he says that they do not have to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. What does that mean? It means that if they get access to the real Temple Mount, they can go up there and start animal sacrificing as soon as they get the red heifer ashes. Animal sacrifice, what does that mean? It means that the time of the Antichrist is getting really close. Here's the scripture I quoted. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. The Bible is saying, in the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist will confirm some unnamed covenant for 1 week or 7 years. And in the middle of the 7 years, the Antichrist will sit on the Ark of the Covenant, stop animal sacrifice, and declare himself God. But they don't sacrifice animals in Israel, not since 70 AD, but all of a sudden, they say they're about to start. For almost 2,000 years, Israel has not prayed and not sought for a red heifer without blemish, allowing them to start animal sacrifice. Now, all of a sudden, they got it. Don't think that's an accident. Now, let's talk about America splitting Israel. God splits America. 12 people are seen in dreams, visions, or angels telling them that if America splits Israel, God will split America. Split has been shown in varying devastation from mild to near destruction. A giant earthquake will split from the Great Lakes down. The newspaper headline, according to Leslie, will read, Catastrophe Hits America. So back in February 2014, we had Prophet Ephraim Rodriguez coming to make a DVD for Prophecy Club called Prophecy Catastrophe, Meteor, Tsunami, and Earthquake. Prophet Ephraim Rodriguez saw a large meteor hit Mona Island, which is just west of Puerto Rico, causing a tsunami 1,000 foot high at Puerto Rico, but going inland for 200 to 400 foot high by the time it hits the East Coast, going inland from 20 to 100 miles, But where it hits is an earthquake fault, running up the Mississippi River Valley to the Great Lakes, splitting America from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico, and much of West Coast and California, all the way up into Alaska, fell into the ocean. Probably something like this. Then I said, well, if that's really God, then he has had to show somebody else. Because the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. So here's what I found on the internet. I found six people saw a large meteor hit near Puerto Rico. That's pretty specific. Four saw it hit the East Coast. Six people saw America split. Three people saw large chunks of California fall into the ocean. And now 12 people saw that. It happened because we split Israel. Warren says, you split my land, now I split yours. Bowler says, if they split Jerusalem, the big earthquake will split America down the middle. Snodgrass said, if America wishes to divide Jerusalem in half, America should be divided in half. Salvage was told U.S. would turn against Israel and force Israel to split Jerusalem. Durham was told North America was divided into a large body of water and lost much of both eastern and western coastline. Sklar was told, I'll divide America down the middle. Kilpatrick, Israel belongs to the Lord. If you divide his land, he'll divide your land. Perez, if America splits the city of Jerusalem, I will split the land of America. Michael Boldea, 2006. Michael, his younger brother Serge, and brother Proven Prophet, that's three people, same night, same dream, all saw that an earthquake hit California, the largest of the generation, the Golden Gate Bridge falls, large chunks of California fall into the ocean, affects 10 states. They have to redraw the lines on the maps. Dana Coverstone, 2020, I saw Great Lakes appeared to go out of the bowl, spread onto the shores. If there had been an earthquake under the central port of the area of the Great Lakes, I saw the Rocky Mountains trembling, California shaken. A very big earthquake hit Southern California between Oakland and Los Angeles. Leslie heard, it's 20 stories tall. A gusto hit the east coast of the United States, inland from 20 to 25 miles. John Johnston, I saw a wave 300 foot high. Chris Reed, 2023, the dream opened with me looking at a map of the United States. I saw around 6 million immigrants have crossed our southern border. I was shown that among this crossing, not all were bad, but thousands were trained terrorists in the Middle East and China. I saw a man holding a $50 bill I believed it represented 50 United States of America. He tore the $50 bill in three stages. Each time he tore the $50 bill, then they began to give me newspaper headlines. The first thing he did was tear off a third of the bill. The headline read, Dollar drops 30% in value. Subtitle, Middle East oil strikes deal with China instead of the U.S. He tore off a third of the bill and the dollar dropped 30%. He tore off the $50 bill now in half, and people were troubled by economic situations. Next headline was the perfect storm, inflation reaches new high. Food shortage, crisis of wheat and bread imports are at a stalemate. Then the next headline read, riots and civil unrest as citizens demand entitled checks. The first time he tore the third off, the second time he tore it in half, the next headline was, Israelis and Palestinians reach a two-state solution. When I saw the second headline, I felt a major earthquake hitting the middle of the United States. An earthquake happened under my feet. The next headline read, major earthquake hits the middle of the U.S. When America went along dividing Israel, God allowed an earthquake to literally come right down the middle, dividing the United States. So, I mean, how often this we have to have this? So let me jump to something I haven't done in a long time. I've not talked about our books for a long time, so I'm going to take a minute and explain them. First of all, I think this is the very best book that I've ever written, and it's called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, but it does not have the word rapture in it, does not discuss it. This is only talking about Bible prophecy. So the story is, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me the word first fruits is a secret door that links Revelation and the feasts, showing the correct chronological order of Revelation. One prophetic word says, there is a lock that I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you, and it will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Then I next wrote Miss the Mark. And it's for anyone. It's simple. If they read 3 pages, they'll read the whole book. If they read the whole book, they will never take the mark of the beast. Also, this tribulation sequence in Daniel is just the most important parts of Daniel. that someone living in a tribulation needs to know. These are the best prophecies from the last 32 years of study and teaching Bible prophecy from Dimitri Dudema, Michael Baldea, Leslie Johnson, Henry Griever, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Maurice Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more. Each set of these, in other words, this is a set of 10, a set of 10, a set of 5, a set of 10, a set of 5. It's a total of 40 books. You can get one set of each, 40 books, for a gift of $100 at prophecyclub.com. We also put together a Watchman's package, which contains two 2-foot by 3-foot charts, and my handwritten book of Revelation, 5 DVDs on the School of the Watchman, and 5 of the copies of Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, all valued at $355 for a gift of $200. Prophecyclub.com. Let me talk about our 3 sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy grow.